opening round, that's the one that comes before round one, is just days away. And after a big off season, everyone is itching to get started. Footy is back, and so is the Herald Sun Footy Podcast for season 2024. I'll be your host through the year. My name is Andy Belairs, and I'm here to go inside some of the best stuff our expert team has to offer. On this week's show, I'll be joined by Chris Kavanagh to talk his 24 players under 24 in 2024. And Scott Gullen drops by to give us a small taste of everyone's favourite, Media Street. But first, let's chat to Chris Kavanagh. And for the first time this season, we're joined by Chris Kavanagh. Cav, so the 24 under 24 is what we're going to talk about today. It's online at 12 p.m. Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I was given the task of rating the 24 players to watch under the age of 24 this year, which was quite a difficult task. If you look at the top 10 finishers in the Brownlow Medal last year, five of them will start the season under the age of 24 this year. Those are Nick Dacos, Zach Butters, Errol Goulden, Caleb Sarong, Noah Anderson. So there's a lot of talent getting around in the younger brigade in the competition at the moment. They're really taking over. So it's quite exciting for looking ahead to the season ahead, and yeah, it was an interesting list to put together.
So Dacos obviously number one. I mean, a lot of people have him as number one in the whole competition.
Yeah.
At just 21 years of age. Butters two, Goulden three. The thing that stood out for me is that Freo seemed to have a wealth of under 24 talent. I think there's four in the list from Freo.
Yes. Freo are very, yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to go this year, but in terms of young talent, they do have a lot there. So we've got obviously Luke Jackson in there. He's a unicorn sort of player. He really came on second half of last year. I think he's going to take another step forward with his game this season. Caleb Sarong's in there. I mean, If he was playing for a Victorian club, I think he'd be talked about a lot more. He won the BNF for Freo last season, finished equal seventh in the Brownlow, eighth in the coaches' votes. He's just a gun inside mid. And then obviously we had Hayden Young in there as well, who what he did in the second half of last year, went into the midfield after sort of playing half back earlier in the season, and he just excelled on the weekend in the pre-season match. He had 26, I think, and kicked a couple of goals from the midfield too. So he looks like he's just going to become a real player for him. And Joy Amos, I had sneaking in at number 24 after his season last year. Key forward, kicked 41 goals from 22 games, and I think he's only getting better.
Well, and there's two names you mentioned about, you know, if they were playing in Melbourne. There's two names that a lot of footy fans would have heard, maybe particularly with Young, but maybe not with Amos. Mm. And yet, you know, 41 goals. I mean, it's amazing how you can miss those players from the old-fashioned interstate clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I left out Ben King in the end from Gold Coast, who it was kind of a bit of a toss-up between him and Amos at the end there of the 24. I thought Ben King's consistency is probably his knock. He can kick a bag at times, but he can also go missing a little bit. Amos was quite consistent last year for the Dockers. So, yeah, we're projecting a little bit too about how they're going to go this year. So,
absolutely,
yeah, it's quite exciting for Fremantle fans to have all that young talent to watch.
So as fun as it is to look at the top 24, mm-hmm. The fans are going to be talking about who missed out, mm-hmm. Because as a Melbourne supporter, I noticed there are a couple of names there that I thought, how did Trent Rivers not make it, or others? And, you know, Cody Waitman from the Bulldogs is another one, because he often gets compared with Kezia Pickett, who's in the list.
Yes.
So are there names that you've got there that just missed out, a little unlucky, could make it without injury last year and things like that?
There was a few, yes. Max Holmes was probably one for Geelong as well. What he did on the weekend in the preseason match, I did this list before the weekend, so he had 29 and kicked a goal from halfback and midfield role for the Geelong at the weekend against Essendon. So I think he's probably quite unlucky to miss, and I might get some feedback on that. But yeah, Ben King's another one, as I said. Connor Iden had a massive year for GWS down back last year. I was tossing up whether to put him in at the end there too. James Rowbottom finished fifth in Sydney's best and fairest. He could have easily got in. Joshua Shelley, I was unhappy to leave out in the end a little bit because he's a very exciting forward, small forward, but I've got a couple of other small forwards in there. And Isaac Rankin from the Crows is obviously in. Lockie Ash was another one, GWS. And as you mentioned, Cody Waitman and Trent Rivers, they were a couple of the other ones that that just missed. But yeah, very tough exercise to try and rank him and project a little bit as well. So not easy trying to squeeze 35. You could easily put into 24.
One that stands out for me, because he's been in the news with the monster contract signed with North Melbourne, Harry Sheezel, mm-hmm. is at number 11. He's only 19. Mm-hmm. He's only played one season.
Yep.
It's pretty incredible that after 1 year, you can have a player who is sort of doing as well as he did in 2023.
Oh, it was incredible what he did last year for the Roos to win the best and fairest in your first year. And he racked up a lot of ball off half back, but he uses it so well. He's very creative with how he plays too. So I don't think you can really have him much lower than that number. So and I think he's only going to, you know, take another step forward this year. He had 32 touches, I think, on the weekend for North. So yeah, he's just a freak.
As our draft watcher, Cav, with a Harry Sheezel who was drafted last year or the year before, mm-hmm. played his first year this year, mm-hmm. are there any from the most recent draft crop who could do a Harry Sheezel and be a part of your list for next year, do you think?
Well, I certainly like the look of Colby McKercher from North Melbourne as well. Zane Dersma looked amazing at the weekend. Those are two players I had rated very highly watching him last year. And Riley Sanders is probably another one too from the Bulldogs. He just looked like he stepped straight into the Doggies outfit at the weekend, and he'll play a lot of senior footy this year too. So those are probably it. And obviously Hartley Reid, I mean, yeah, it'd be interesting to see. He's going to have a lot of weight on his shoulders at West Coast this season, holding up their hopes. But I think, he looked pretty good on the weekend too in their first preseason match. So, yeah, those are probably the standouts for me.
And when we're talking, you know, young players here, under 24s, number four on the list is Sam Walsh. It feels like Sam Walsh has been around for a lot longer than his age suggests. He's a player who started high and just keeps getting better.
Yeah, well, I don't think he won the Gary Ayres medal last year in the final series for what he produced at the end of the season after having no preseason, basically, back injury earlier in the year that he battled, and it was just incredible what he was able to do in that second half of last season. So he's a hungry competitor. He'll try and improve again. Obviously, we know he's got the back issue at the moment again, which is going to delay his start to the season, unfortunately, for the Blues and for Sam. But, yeah, hopefully he gets back to full fitness and can put together another massive year.
Cav, it's a really interesting list. It's obviously going to be discussed a lot. There's going to be a lot of, as we said, there's going to be a lot of discussion about who missed out and who maybe people's opinions about who shouldn't have made your list. But 12 midday Wednesday, it goes online. It'll go in the paper on Wednesday as well. So, you know, we can just wait and see what people have to say. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries, Andy.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now for the first time in 2024, we are joined by Mr. Media Street, Scott Garland. Scotty, g'day.
Andy, great to be back. It's wonderful. Season's upon us. Media Street hotting up.
Yeah, we've already had the Gerard Whateley to the Athletics at the Olympics.
Well, that was a big one as we know, Olympics Channel 7 is Bruce McAvaney. Channel 9 takes the Olympics. Channel 9, because calling the 100-meter final is the number one thing at the Olympic Games. I'm sorry, I'm biased. You know I'm biased. But it's the one thing we all tune in. Absolutely. So you need a guy who knows what they're talking about. So Channel 9 went, hang on, let's go to Bruce. And went hard at Bruce, my male is. And he was torn. I think he wanted to do it. But he's still with 7. He does their racing. He's still in their books. They were like, not a good look, Bruce. So he had to say no. So then they went after Jared. As we know, Jared's got commitments with SEN and Fox. But Eddie Maguire, the great Eddie Maguire, has this wonderful precedent, which I think Jared has sailed in on.
Yes.
If you recall, Eddie was the head of Fox Footy while he was on Channel 9.
Yeah.
He headed the Channel 10 racing coverage.
Yeah, he did, the Melbourne Cup coverage.
While he works for Channel 9. So Jared's sort of gone, maybe I just need 3 weeks off. So it's a good result for him. I think it'll get the tick of approval. That's the mail.
Well, he's called Olympic swimming for the radio.
He's done SEN radio before, but not this.
I think
he
did the ABC radio. Yes, he went to a couple of Olympics. Yeah. But never done the ATH, so wow.
This is the big one, Andy.
Talk about debuting on Broadway.
Well, it's a good get if he can pull it off, and I think he's going to.
Absolutely. Now, this week, Scotty, it's the who's who of commentary.
Well, it's the whole list. Everyone, you're going to be able to log on to heraldsun.com.au and get everyone. There's not a lot of changes. Like the previous years, we've had, you know, Wayne Carey getting the flick and Luke Hodge coming on. What I can tell, I mean, Isaac Smith's popped up. He's going to pop up at Triple M.
Okay.
Aaron Phillips is popping up on Channel 7, a bit of Triple M. Matt Hill, the great race caller, he's popping up on Fox. Jack Riewoldt is the only other big in there. So there's a few shufflings around, but there's not the mega introduction. Daisy Pearce is a watch, as we know.
Right. Yeah, of course. She might bob up for a few Perth games, you'd assume.
The issue with Seven is
they don't have many.
West Coast are that bad. They're on the Fox rotation. Yeah. No disrespect to Fox, but Fox covers every game. They do the Sunday graveyard shift. Daisy, I don't think you're going to see a lot of. And someone who we're not going to see at all, who I got scooped by you. Can you explain to me? The could have been champions. I grew up with these wonderful men.
Yes. So did I.
Gone.
Yeah, well.
What happened? Tell me. The real story, Andy.
43 years on radio. It's got to end sometime, doesn't it?
Why now? Where did they end up? They were slowly shuffling off Broadway.
They were. So it went to Ace Radio Regional Network in Victoria and 3MP in Melbourne, the bright lights of three Mornington Peninsula. It was a fun couple of years. We moved to a Friday night where the audience may not have followed.
Yeah.
And so it was just a natural move off the radio. The guys freeze the guys up to do a few extra things in there, you know, while they still can, as they like to say, they're not getting any younger. So the could have beens you'll hear us at somewhere on a podcast through the year.
Surely they keep ticking over.
Yeah, and some gigs through the season as well.
Saturday morning on 3LO ABC, that was the absolutely. I don't know how many years they feel like they did that for 20 years. Whatever they did, that was the slot, wasn't it?
It was. And when you think about when they started, you know, 1981, there were six games on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So all the players would listen on the drive to on the drive to the ground. You know, nowadays you struggle to get a Saturday afternoon game, and the players are the age of some, you know, some of their grandparents are the same age as they could have been. So, you know.
They were wonderful. Wonderful. Who was your favourite character?
They're not characters. They're real
not
people
character.
Who
yeah,
call
what are
in,
they?
Aren't they? No, I was always a big, big fan of Hayden from Hawthorne. I loved Hayden. I loved his legal speak, and I loved the way he just typified arrogant Hawthorne supporters.
Yeah. It's such a great show. Oh, look, Coves, he did a couple. What? Oh, which one? Which one of Ian Covers would you
Barry from the Barossa? Or he did Peter from Peterborough?
Yeah, Peter from Peterborough.
Yeah.
That's the one. Peter's easily good. The one.
And one of the originals too, you know, you Peter and Digger, the Collingwood supporter. And footy's changed a lot.
Footy has changed.
But being a fan of the game doesn't change, and that's why they were popular all the way through to the end.
Unbelievable. Well done. We salute them.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scotty.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that'll probably do us. My thanks to Chris Kavanagh and Scott Gullen for joining me this week. Keep an eye out for Cavs 24 under 24 Wednesday at 12. Of course, Media Street, and with opening round beginning on Thursday night. For all the scores, action and in-game Supercoach coverage, we'll be blogging each of this weekend's games live. My name's Andy Belairs. We'll see you next week. And of course, most importantly, enjoy your footy.